For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
All right, we're on no-hitter watch here as Dylan Cease has thrown a no-no through eight against the San Francisco Giants. We'll keep you updated on that. We are under 30 minutes now away from your G-Bag of the Day and LA Live. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, the Super Bowl champion scout himself, Brian Broaddus, the glorious Lucius Alexander, flawless so far as he is always in the pimp comp. And we got Austin Nix, who's coordinating your video. 877-881-1053 to text in and join that conversation. We love you. Thank you for hanging out with us on a hump day. But right now, let's welcome in our buddy Jared Sandler after a glorious 8-3 Rangers victory over the Halos. They're looking to go back to back today with Mackenzie Gore on the bump. And Jared, how the hell are you? Are you feeling any better today?
A little bit. As I said, I'm about to cough right now. Feeling a little bit better, but my hero, the courageous Matthew Hicks, has returned, and so he's my inspiration.
Yes.
To power through this. Feeling a little better, trying to get the back in better shape, but hopefully I don't cough more than like 7 times during the segment.
Jared, the eighth inning, the bottom of the eighth last night for this Rangers offense, I think, and maybe it's prisoner of the moment, but might have been the best single inning of the season for me. With Josh Smith leading off with a single, Berger then is able to reach. Nimmo is moving the runners. You got Duran with an RBI single. Foscue, RBI single. Osuna then with the homer to blow it open at 8-3. That's the kind of connection top and down the order of the lineup that we've been searching for. I loved what we saw defensively. Last night was just an awesome team win as a whole. And then what our guy Peyton Gray was able to do out of the bullpen.
Yeah, no, it was a good win. I would say maybe a little prisoner of the moment if you're going to say that was the best pass.
Just agree with me, dude. Just agree.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I thought the
that
one
was definitely.
Yeah, weren't they down 6-0 to the Twins or something
that
like that?
That one wasn't
inning?
Last night, Brian. Okay, we've slept since then.
I just remember being down 6-0 and coming back and actually going ahead in that
That's
game.
That's pretty
or
cool
like
too.
That.
That's a pretty good one.
No, they got the five.
Was it 5-0?
And put up 6 in the bottom of the first.
I
thought that happening against Toronto that knocked Dylan Cease out of the game. I thought that was a pretty fun one, but no, I mean Zach, you're right. Like it was a
no, he's not.
You know, we can split hairs over. I mean, you know, listen, Edwin Diaz gets one right every once in a while, right? that was a little too inside, just the three of us, four of us. That's also a weird thing to say. That was a good happening for sure. And you know, it was nice to see Alejandro Osuna show off some of that power. And you know, the other thing too, like. You know, you're right, Zach, about just stringing an inning together and the lineup working kind of as a unit in that inning. The other thing that's significant there is, you know, we always talk about, like, run differential. And, whether you win by 1 or 7, it's a win. But when you win by 5 as opposed to, say, 1 or 2, you now don't need to use Jacob Letts.
Right.
And when you've got 6 straight games before the All-Star break and he's going to pitch in the All-Star game, which, you know, you consider in your usage maybe to some degree, 3 games this weekend against the Astros. If you can save a bullet, you save a bullet, right? So, like, you know, at the end of the day, listen, the Rangers had a run differential last year that suggested they should have made the playoffs or, you know, been over 500 at minimum. And that didn't, you know, it's not like they get to play that card when the season ends. But I do think there is something to run differential when you look at it granularly and the way that increasing a lead can help protect you and prepare you a little bit better for the next game. And so, you know, that 5-run inning was significant for a number of reasons. You pointed out a few of them. I would just add that, you know, being able to not have to use Jacob Letts last night, you know, that's another benefit that puts you in a good spot tonight.
So no Josh Jung in the lineup again. We know he was kind of doing some work before the game. We weren't sure if he was going to be available. Is he available tonight? Did we get confirmation on that to come and pinch hit if he needs to?
Yeah, my guess is, he would be simply because I think everything went well today and thus they don't need to worry about retroactively IOing him, right? If you thought you might put him on the IL, you don't want to burn 2 or 3 days of potential IL retroactivity by using him tonight. But I think things went well. They might just say, hey, you went through a full workout before the game, you know, only in an emergency. But, you know, I do think that everything points towards Josh being good to go tomorrow. And that's important because they're facing a lefty in Reed Detmers tomorrow. And so you'd like to have your right-handed bats in the lineup, and he obviously is one of them.
Speaking of hitting against lefties, do you have any information on just how much better the Rangers have gotten in terms of hitting against lefties?
Yeah, you know, lefty starters, they've definitely been a lot better against here of late. You know, lefty relievers, that's always a tougher measurement because usually, you know, the lefty relievers, they specialize in getting lefties, and they're usually in a situation to face lefties or, you know, a pinch hitter. Thankfully, the Rangers have a weapon off their bench from a pinch hitting standpoint in those spots, and Justin Foskey, how good he's been. But yeah, Eric, you know, that was a huge talking point before the year. And while a lot of the turnaround has been done against lefty starters here recently, you think about the inning they strung together on Thursday against Summers and the Tigers, where he faced five batters, all five reached, four of those five were lefties. The one righty who reached, I think it was Elias Diaz, walked yesterday with Taylor Saucedo, obviously the work they did against him. But yeah, the fascinating thing is, you know, if you look at the Rangers' offensive numbers this year against lefties, they've got a 731 OPS. That's 10th in Major League Baseball. Against righties, the Rangers have a 708 OPS, which is 22nd in Major League Baseball. So they've actually been a better offensive group against lefties than they've been against righties because of the work they've put in over the last month or so.
Okay, Jared, totally dumb a thought, but I was just thinking out loud. Corey Seager, still, we don't know what's going on with him. And I, after watching what the defense did in the infield, I think defensively with Nicky Lopez and Duran, I think Josh Smith is certainly playing much better right now. But even Cam Collie, like turning double plays, they're looking great. I'm just trying to keep Seager healthy, and I want him to DH. Jock Peterson has built his value back up. You can probably lend more into that than I can in terms of what is his value. But with an impending free agent, I think he might have a player option. Would you, if you're buying and selling, could you look at trying to trade a Jock Peterson to open up that DH spot for Corey Seager?
I mean, you can look to do any of that, right? And I think with the third wild card, you know, you do have a lot more of that. Like, hey, it's not so much buying and selling. I mean, you do have defined buyers and sellers, but you also have a lot of, hey, we're just both trying to make our teams better right now, and we're gonna make a trade that, you know, isn't the traditional buy sell role play, but just, you know, we've got a need here, you've got a need there, I've got a little surplus here, and I can trade this guy. You know, here's what I would say, you know, with Jock Peterson, it's just to play devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we talked about this offseason was changing the identity of the lineup and being a lineup that balances some of the aggressive hitters with guys who, you know, they can have success by being patient. Because anyone can go in the box and say, well, I'm just going to see at least three pitches and hope that one of those three is a ball, so you get to see at least a fourth. And, you know, I'm exaggerating here to some degree. Like, you know, no one's going to go in there and just straight up plan to take three pitches. But, like, there are guys who they naturally can succeed by being patient, right? Because, you know, for whatever reason, they've got a really good eye. That's obviously one part of it. You got to be able to hit with two strikes. You got to be comfortable doing that. Jock's one of those guys. Jock can... Jock can see pitches. Jock can have success seeing pitches. He's also your leadoff hitter. And I don't know that there's a whole lot of stock in certain spots in the batting order, but I do think that there is something to be said about the leadoff hitter. I think there are guys who, for whatever reason, they don't love that role. And Jock has, you know, done that more than any other spot in the order in his career, and he's been really good. So if you were to move Jock, I get what you're saying. You know, that the all logic, it's not a dumb A question at all, but I think what you're losing is a part of the guy who has helped reshift the identity that has allowed your offense to have more success than last year, and a guy who's been really comfortable setting the table for you, you know, after several years where the Rangers, since 2023, so I should say the last 2 years, just haven't had any sort of real production at the top of the order.
It's Jared Sandler with us here on The Fan. Any concern with DeGrom fighting a hip leg thing last night?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Skip gave us a definitive answer earlier. Wanted to wait to see. You know, I think he might have said Jacob was sore today, but no concern that he's going to miss his start on Sunday, which is, that's the good news. Then he'll obviously have the All-Star break to rest and recover. You know, I think he's definitely going to be a little more concerning if it happened at the end of the fifth inning and then he just couldn't come back out. It was something that he had been fighting throughout the evening, so he was able to pitch through it. Again, sore today, but I don't think as of now there's any concern that he won't be ready to go on Sunday when he is scheduled to pitch against the Astros.
So, Jared, we're all kind of playing scared a little bit with Wyatt Langford. At least us here on the show would prefer to just let him rest up and pick things back up after the All-Star break. It seems like they're leaving the door open for potentially him returning this weekend. Where do you stand on that?
I'm sorry. I forgot to mute my
phone. You're good.
It's tough, right? Because I think it's easy. Like, we're all, you know, we can all be armchair doctors, and it all makes sense, right? Let's say, why not just wait till after the All-Star break, get a few extra days of rest, recovery, it's a hamstring, soft tissue. You know, this is where I think teams can really earn some points in the margins is how they handle these situations, you know? And this is also, like, I think we've talked about this before, last couple of years. If you're, you know, I'm looking at the standings right now. If you're the Milwaukee Brewers, you got a 7-game lead in your division, and you have Wyatt Langford dealing with this, you probably have a little more wiggle room to say, hey, Wyatt, let's just wait till after the break, right? If you're the Los Angeles Dodgers, you're 14 games up in your division. Hey, take an extra week, dude. Like, we're good. This is all about, you know, being ready for October. When you're the Rangers and you're a half game back in the division and you're, you know, in the thick of a wild card race, you know, these games matter, and you're facing a team this weekend in the Astros that you need to establish that you can beat these guys. Like, they're not very good this year. It's the worst they've been in a decade, but the Rangers still have not shown that they can beat them. So if Wyatt's healthy, you know, it's tough to say, well, hey, yeah, you're not going to play. But again, you know, this is where you got to trust your medical staff. You got to trust your training staff. You got to trust the player to some degree. Maybe the least of those parties, just because the player is going to be a little delusional in these situations, as they should be. That's what we want, right? We want them to want to be out there. We don't want them to sub themselves out in a round of 16 match, you know, in the World Cup because they have a sore ankle. We want them to push themselves. So, it's a fair question. I can see both sides. I like, just being honest, I'm kind of with you. Like, hey, what's the harm in waiting? But, you know, let's see how the Angels series goes. That's the other thing. If the Rangers can sweep the Angels, I'm not trying to get ahead of ourselves here, and the Rangers can take the first game against the Astros, like, hey, you know what, we'll see you in Atlanta. Let's just worry about that. You know, do they feel the need to get him a rehab appearance or two? You know, all those different things come into play. I wouldn't be upset if we said, hey, we'll see you in Atlanta, but obviously it's tough to keep your, you know, one of your best players out of the lineup if he is cleared and ready to go.
What do we need to know about tonight's pitching matchup?
Yeah, well, we didn't know a whole lot about Walbert Urania last time the Rangers faced him, and then all of a sudden he comes out just throwing absolute darts. Yeah, I mean, you know, he's not a guy who has gone deep in games, but I say deep, I mean, like, he's not, you know, he's gone seven innings, I think, once. You know, he's kind of in the 5 to 6 inning range, or the Rangers can wear him down. Maybe you can have some success. They didn't have a ton of success against him when they faced him in Anaheim. He will walk guys, so you know it's important to be patient and try and wait him out. But he's got nasty stuff. He has been a little more hittable the last 5 or 6 starts. But a guy who, you know, making it his rookie season, he's done a really, really nice job. He got an ERA that's right around 3 as a rookie. Batting average against, I think, if I'm not mistaken, was right around 200, and he's not given up anything in the way of slug. I think he's allowed 5 homers and 14 starts, so it's just been really tough to square this guy up. So we'll see how the Rangers do facing him the second time around. That's the key here. Second time around against rookies, sometimes you'll see a little bit of an uptick. It happened with the Athletics. He faced the Athletics back-to-back starts, shut him out over 5 innings the first time, allowed 7 runs in 4 and a third innings. the next time. And that was in Anaheim, not in West Sacramento, which is a launching pad. So we'll see how the Rangers fare facing him a second time.
Jared, thank you so much, my dude. Feel better, and let's get a dub tonight.
See you, fellas.
There he goes, Jared Sandler. Of course, you'll have your pregame show, 6:30, right here on 105.3 The Fan and the Rangers Sports Network. Let's do G-Bag of the Day, LA Live, next as we hit the...
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Expressway on the Fan.
All right, let's go commercial free, courtesy of our friends at the On Time Experts, the official AC heating and plumbing partner of 105.3 The Fan, the Dallas Stars, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Love of the Star podcast. G-Bag of the Day in LA Live with Lucius Alexander coming up in just over 5 minutes. There was quite a bit going down in sports today. What happened with Dylan Cease and the no-no? Carried it into the ninth?
Yeah, his first batter that he faced in the ninth inning gave up a single. So 118 pitches, no hitter through eight, but I believe they did go on to get the win 10-0. Yep, it's a final. Toronto does beat the Giants. Eight scoreless, eight no-hit innings, but unfortunately wasn't able to get it done with the final three outs.
Well, a little Cowboys news today, Von Miller sort of campaigning, it feels like. DeSoto's own. A&M zone, former Super Bowl MVP, one of the best pass rushers of a generation. Von Miller, now at 36 years old, is posting on his Instagram story of himself in a Cowboys uniform. And he's got some emojis in there, including the shh emoji. He's got the Paul Wall song, They Don't Know, playing in the background. Is this something we should be getting excited about?
It doesn't seem like it yet. I know Brian gave us, you know, his intel earlier, and then the one feedback that I got was like, my question would be, where are they using him? You know, he's clearly not going to start for them.
He's a designated pass rusher.
Yeah, I mean, that would kind of be my answer. Like, yes, he's going to end up bouncing a Sam Williams or a James Houston off the roster, right? Like, he's going to, but how much are you really thinking these guys? I always just wonder, I think the Cowboys probably feel way better about their depth at every position than we do on the outside looking in. They like their guys, right? But I think to me, like, the answer is what you just said. He comes in pass rush situations. He's part of a rotation. But I think the mentorship of what he can give to some of the young guys, a Malachi Lawrence and a Donovan Ezeraku and even a Jayshon Barham, who might be used as somewhat of a linebacker slash edge rusher as well. I think all of these things, you have Gary, you have Ezeraku, you mix in Von Miller, you mix in Malachi Lawrence. I just think he overall adds a nice depth piece for you. And he's not an every down player for you anyway at this stage in his career.
Yeah, I just got the call that he was fishing. Evidently, he did this with the Broncos uniform too.
Yeah, so I know he has talked on his podcast. Yeah, he really wants to be a Bronco.
Yeah, so this is kind of maybe something he's just sitting around having a little fun, chasing chickens, and you know, it's kind of stirring up the pot a little bit. But
shut up.
But people in the organization, well, just the person I talked to said, yeah, he's nothing there. He's just fishing.
Well, that's a little disappointing. Yeah. I would like the addition. If I told you you could have Von Miller or Bobby Wagner right now, where are you going?
Bobby Wagner.
I'd probably still go with Wagner.
I think,
but that's tough for me.
This is why, Eric, because I think they're going to try and play this run defense with five guys. And I think Bobby Wagner, if you're going to play this thing with five guys, if you're going to try and play a bunch of nickel, and if people getting 13 personnel and do things, and you still have to have the ability to play the run.
Is it five guys?
That's basically
like four linemen. You're going to have two linebackers, aren't you?
Three down linemen. You know, your defensive tackle, your ends, and basically your two linebackers. So yeah, that's what it's going to come down to. Tonight I'm going to sit down. Last night I got watching the Rangers, but I know I told everybody I want to sit down and watch Philadelphia play. Last year, and
see how well they keep their linebackers clean.
Yeah. See how many times were linebackers fighting blocks, But I really do think he wants to play. I think he really wants to play with five guys playing run defense. I think he does.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely wants to play in light boxes, and I do think they've set themselves up to be successful there, at least when it comes to the guys that are down on the line of scrimmage. You have the questions at the linebacker spot, but I do think Quinnen Williams, Clark, all the, you know, Otitos that they brought in, and then Gary and Ezeraku on the edge, I think they will be able to hold the point of attack and let those linebackers run. Yeah. But you have questions with Overshown and his health. I mean, the linebacker stuff is certainly a question mark. I mean, selfishly, I'd be like, why not bring in both?
Yeah,
I mean, they're going to be cheap.
It's but if you said, "Hey, you could, we want to bring in one guy, one veteran guy," I would bring in him before I would bring in any pass rusher.
Okay, I'm seeing here. It looks like Justin Bieber is going to join the World Cup final halftime show lineup. Do you guys know they're going to do like a Super Bowl like halftime?
Yeah, they've been doing. I think like at the matches, they've been doing halftime shows, and for the final, they want to put on a big production.
Justin Bieber, Madonna.
Wow.
Shakira.
I think Madonna, does she still live? She might live in London. So if like England gets through, this might be something that, you know.
She'll be pretty excited about it.
And Shakira is a, I'd say her name wrong. Shakira?
Shakira.
Shakira. She
Tupac
is,
Shakira.
Yeah, she was she was married to a Spaniard soccer player, right? Piqué?
Yes, and then he
But she's done like multiple of the World Cup theme songs too. So
but
she's
a staple.
Yeah. She's a staple there, yeah. But I was just thinking like fandom. Like do these folks show up because of fandom, you know?
Yeah, she's definitely a legit soccer fan, but you'll get Justin Bieber in the mix there for the World Cup halftime show. All right, let's go into the Pim Cup. It's time for G Bag of the Day.
Yeah, they had Future. Remember, Future did the beginning of the World Cup.
That's right. That's right.
He has a World Cup song. That's crazy. As a FIFA song, Future. And then I seen Larry June out there the other day. They had Larry June. FIFA reaching out, bro.
Yeah, they got money.
Checks. They sure do.
They got money. You're going to be making about more. To make about $12.5 billion off this thing.
Yeah. All right, G back in the day. We do it every weekday on the Fan. It's fueled by East Dallas Diesel. My name is L.A. How you doing out there on a, what is this, a butt-naked Wednesday?
Oh, yeah. Wednesday.
All right, going for two. What'd you say, Mr. Broadus?
July 8th. Yeah.
July 8th on a butt-naked Wednesday.
Halfway through the year.
Combo pack right here. It's from our man, the night show host, Fred Davis, a Fan After Dark. You can catch it usually after the G-Bag Nation, especially in the fall. But anyway, my man Fred is going to take us to social studies classes, or maybe he missed some, or I don't know. Anyway, these clips are going to speak for themselves, so listen to my man Fred.
Well, I mean, I don't know if anybody knew this or not, but USA Soccer.
I love the way he starts that off, by the way.
Well, I mean, I don't know if anybody knew this or not, but USA Soccer's playing tonight here in about 10, 11 minutes. In fact, I want to say we got the
anthems going off.
Is it Belgiumese? What do you call it? What's a Belgium person consider?
Yeah, it's called Belgiumese. You are 100% correct, sir. And the Rock of Gibraltar and the Strait of Gibraltar. Fred kind of knew about it.
You get yesterday. The Strait of Gibraltar. Mm-hmm.
Gibraltar.
Gibraltar.
By the Rock of Gibraltar.
Okay, Blake.
The Rock of Gibraltar. And by the way, Casablanca is a big movie.
Still waking up.
Gibraltar.
Wait, did Chris? Let's go back.
Yeah, that's Chris. What's up?
Wait, did Chris go back and say that Casablanca is in Monaco?
Shoot.
Let's go back and get a listen there, if you could, please.
Oh my God.
We might have some geography going on here.
We're about to go VAR on CA.
We're about to go VAR on CA.
No.
Come on.
Chris about to catch that stream.
Let's see it. We might have said Monaco.
The saxophone might be Monaco. Louder, Chris.
Let's go. Here we go.
Gibraltar. By the Rock of Gibraltar.
Okay, Blake.
The Rock of Gibraltar. And by the way, Casablanca is a big movie.
I am still waking up.
Monaco.
Did he say Monaco?
He said Monaco.
Where is Casablanca?
It's in Morocco.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's an easy flip.
That's very
Morocco. Monaco.
Yeah.
Monaco.
The M, the O's. They get you.
I'll give him points still.
It's not
full deduction.
Does anybody know where the Rock of Gibraltar is?
Hell no.
No.
It's off the coast of Spain.
Spain is so beautiful, bro.
Yeah. It was used as a protector.
I had a great time in Spain. It was so beautiful out there.
Yeah. Ooh, hey, some watchdog and Chris.
Yeah, you're a watchdog.
You sure was. But trigger happy. All right, let's go to MLB first baseman Will Clark.
No.
Very outspoken.
Will Clark.
How many beeps you use in this one?
A lot. And it's sponsored by Car Shield. I was looking for I was looking for the name of the pod, and all of a sudden it's just Car Shield everywhere. Car Shield is real proud of this pod right here.
Good for him.
On why he will not coach these new guys. He's not into it.
So you think we're making it too easy for the players?
Oh, hell yeah, you're making it too easy. Sure.
Too much coddling going on.
Oh, and that's why people have asked me why I don't get into coaching and why I don't get into managing and all that. I am not going to pat you on the back and tell you you're doing a good job when you're hitting 220 and you fucking strike out 100 times. All right? You actually suck. All right? I'm going to tell you you suck. I'm going to tell you to make a fucking adjustment. And if you don't make an adjustment, you're going into minor leagues and somebody else is going to take your spot. Sorry. That's the way the fucking game goes. This is a big boy game, not a little boy game. And you have to have fucking thick skin. You don't have thick skin, get out the way because I'm going to fucking steamroll you.
Wow.
I'm going to steamroll you. Wow,
yeah.
Dude.
Dang, man.
Shout out to Will Clark. He has great awareness on why he won't be coaching in the MLB.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he meant it when he said sorry at one point.
No, he didn't. Will Clark
to apologize to absolutely bleeping nobody.
From the same bottle of wine, about the same age. Both played in the SEC about the same time, you know? Yeah. All right. I'm with you, Will.
All right, since we're all over the map, let's go to South America.
Oh.
Playing some basketball.
Mm.
Now, this is in a totally different language, but the broadcaster gets the cussing on the mic.
All right.
It's the play of the week. I believe this kid's name is Juan Pablo, Argentina.
Okay.
Juan Pablo had a behind-the-back finger roll. I've never seen this in my life.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think he did that by mistake. It just so happened to work. The announcers lost their mind.
Ataca Veloso a la esquina para Martínez. Martínez, un pase extra para el profe Figueredo. El... ¡Oh, shit! ¡Oh, shit! ¡The fuck, man! ¡Oh, what? ¡Sí, bro! ¡Oh, shit! No, lo que me acaba de regalar Borja Bayón es increíble.
Yeah, incredible.
That's amazing.
It's incredible.
It's incredible, huh? And F me in there.
Oh, Lord.
He was stunned.
No words for those words, huh?
I love that, though.
Para el profe Figueredo. El oh shit, the fuck, man! Oh, what a see, bro! Oh shit!
Wow, boy,
sounds like Elvis.
That's amazing.
I got you,
Mike
play,
Breen.
Dude.
Mike Breen going. Yeah.
Oh, bleep. Oh, wow.
Oh,
okay. He said "F me" at one point.
Yes, yes, he did.
Yeah, he sure did.
That's awesome.
It was a slick little move, man.
Woo.
It was a slick little move. This isn't one. I'll probably just wait till later. I'll wait till later because I do have this one. Nathan Eovaldi almost had a no-hitter the other day.
Oh, Evo was flirting with one.
He almost had one the other day,
sure
but
did.
MLB Network cursed him.
Oh, no.
We have a developing story here, folks. Nathan Eovaldi into the fifth inning, and he has not given up a hit yet. Now, my cohorts here think I should not say that out loud. I cannot impact a game in Arlington, Texas. But yet my friends here think I'm jinxing no-hitters by saying it's a no-hitter, pushing the button for the no-hitter alert. What do you think about that?
I love your new age approach to this. We're talking about Junior Caminero. Now we're talking about not jinxing no-hitters. So I'm loving everything I'm hearing out of you.
Colt Keith,
drives
to right field.
Until that.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
You got to be kidding
Eric.
Me.
I've seen it two dozen times.
I want nothing to do with that button.
Yeah, happened right there where they were talking.
Incredible, it happened today.
Dude. It happened again.
Today. They were in the studio today.
They did it again.
To cease. They did it again. Like Harold Reynolds and all them were sitting in the studio. And everybody now is tweeting at him like,
oh, I'm looking for that.
It was a jinx.
Tolo, send that to me. I'm looking for that.
It was studio today. They did it.
I'm looking for that. Again.
Again.
Again. This isn't one, but Mr. Broadus, let's go back. When NASCAR was in Sonoma. This kid is a Bubba Wallace fan.
Uh-oh.
Talked to the local news. They asked him, why is he a Bubba Wallace fan?
Here we go.
Because he's the number 67, and does it mean going about 6, 7, so that's pie.
He just loved McDonald's. We skipped swim practice for this today.
Because he's number 67, yeah. And there's a meme going around saying 6'7". That's seven. Why I hate this kid.
Because he's the number 67, and there's a meme going around 6'7", so that's why.
I hate that kid.
Yeah. His parents hate him too. They're driving home like, damn, that's going on the news, bro. Everybody's about to see this.
6'7".
I like him because it's 6'7".
You know what? I'm going to drop another one on you so I can clear this out. Because I've been sitting on this for a while. This guy does a Busta Rhymes impersonation. Ooh. It sounds like Busta Rhymes, bro.
What up, New York? It's your man, Busta Rhymes.
What up, New York?
And I want to give a shout-out to the New York Knicks. Y'all have finally broken the 53-year curse. Y'all brought new energy to New York City. I'm proud to be a New Yorker. You already know what it is. Flip Mode Squad. Salute to y'all, Kings.
That's not Busta Rhymes.
That's not.
But that's Busta Rhymes.
Wow.
That's impressive, dude. That's really good. I was waiting for him to start rapping at just a hyper speed. But he didn't.
No.
That's a good impression right there. All right. Is it your one-time champ, Freddie D? Is it Will Clark with some incredible self-awareness? South American play of the week with a little bit of English cussing on the broadcast. Our very own Evo being jinxed.
I'm sorry. Bubba Wallace drives 23.
He does 23.
I hate that kid again.
Yeah, he drives the 23.
I just hate that kid.
It's a Michael Jordan-owned car, and it's the 23. Yeah.
So he's not even 67?
He's not even 67. Not even 67.
God,
I didn't want to call the kid out, no. But man, yeah.
I think the comments were.
He drives the 23
he's 6'7".
Car.
Because he's the number 67, and there's a meme going about 6'7", so that's why.
That's why. Yeah, he's number 23.
He is 23 for Michael Jordan.
What a hater.
Incredible, dude. Is it that loser kid, or is it comedian with the Busta Rhymes impression? I'm going to go with Will Clark here. That was pretty strong stuff, Lucius.
South American basketball.
All right, tied at one, Walchuk.
I co-sign that Spanish call.
2-1, Bratis.
Hail State.
The hell does that mean, bro?
Hail State?
What is that?
The Mississippi State?
Is that Will Clark?
State.
Oh, Mississippi State.
The Bulldogs, Hail State.
Okay.
Will Clark being the Mississippi State Bulldog.
All right, we're tied at two.
Vote for Will Clark.
We got to leave this up to the Tolos now.
Okay.
Wolchuk's going to put a poll up.
All right, I'm going to put a poll up. I don't have the G-bag
have to
access.
Work a little bit.
At Zach
just take
Wolchuk.
A sip of your a lot, cappuccino guys. Over there and
God
get it
forbid.
Done. Let's go.
All right. I got water this time, but I should get a cappuccino.
Ooh, I thought you were going to drop an F-bomb there.
I almost did. I almost went full Spanish call on you. All right. I'll put out the poll, and I'll make sure we circle back and let you know.
All right.
He did not want to do that, bro.
No, he didn't.
I seen him crack his knuckles before he even...
Damn it. Are you kidding me right now? I'm trying to enjoy LA Live. Not worry
over,
about this crap.
He's over there checking Twitter, and I'm like, watch me. I'm going to make him have to create a poll here.
Nice work,
your G-bag of the day winner.
All right. We keep it in the Pim Cup for LA Live.
Shout out to Chanel West Coast up there with that pink hair, man. Oh, let's get into a butt naked Wednesday edition of LA Live right into the great Rick James, baby.
All right, you squares, it's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a talk. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
They banned Pornhub here in Texas about a year ago. It was exactly a year I got the calendar thing today. I found out before the news came out that I had stuff to do early in the morning. I'm reading a paragraph on state legislators. I'm going, well, I don't know why the state's getting involved. Finding out day one sucks because I had to wait like 4 days to talk about it just with friends. You can't go out day one. Yeah, I can't go to lunch day one and be like, did you see what they did?
Yeah.
Did you see what they took from us?
Yeah. Yeah, they sure did. Bring it back, man. I've been on Reddit. LA Live for Wednesday, July 8th, 2026. It is a butt naked Wednesday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks.
Shout on the phone. Out on some serious fuck, y'all.
Shout Shout out to Dallas's own Mrs. Erica Badu for naming today Butt Naked Wednesday. Peace to the gods and mad props to the god Jaborn. LA Live is brought to you by Metro Flow Plumbing. Shout out to those blue collar ballers. Every Wednesday, I like to ask the Tolos a question because you know way more about us than we know about you, and I'm just trying to get to know you, man. Plus, I really, really do enjoy your participation with this segment. All right, let's call Question for the Tolos right after this, folks.
So the Braves will go from Johnson to Hand, and the batter will be Mastroboni. That's probably a good thing Jeff Francoeur's in the other booth.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that man was broadcasting his behind off right there. He was. All right, this question for the Tolos. I sent this out on Facebook and on Threads. And all I put was, we need to get rid of. That's it. You fill it in. We need to get rid of.
That 6'7 kid that you just played.
The 6'7 thing in general.
He is canceled. Get him out of here. We need to get rid of. I got answers like this from Tolos. Self-driving cars?
They are freaky. I mean, that Waymo experience was, it didn't even take us really where we needed to be. I mean, it's kind of cool, but also I don't think I could do that on a regular basis.
Just bad drivers in general.
Yeah. I do think the tolls, I mean, the toll roads are great. We should not be paying tolls anymore.
So much.
Are the roads not paid off yet? That's the whole purpose of it. This is BS.
And I hate when they like stagger the prices. Like, oh, it's packed on this thing? How about you pay $16 now?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. I hate that.
And you'll take it every time because you don't want to wait in traffic?
I sure do.
You'll pay it. I've done it on 635. Mm-hmm. I've dipped down underneath that 635 so much because I don't want to deal with all the traffic going west or even coming east.
Yeah.
You know, you do it. I mean, it's just a better way to go.
Yeah, you're 100% correct. Those self-driving cars are kind of freaky. I do see them sometimes, the little Waymos.
Yeah.
People stand in front of them trying to mess them up. Woo. Can't you get a ticket doing that?
I'm sure
aren't
you
they
can.
Recording you?
Yeah. Yes, they are recording.
Yes. Yeah. Is this you right here, sir?
Yeah. Speaking of cars, my neighbor has an electric car. Every time he pulls up, I hear, oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
a little humming.
Yeah. Yeah. Doorbell cameras. We need to get rid of doorbell cameras?
I don't think so.
I like them. Yeah, they can be very helpful.
I think safety reasons, you don't need to get rid of them.
And they make for good G-Bag of the Day nominees.
Damn right they do.
Yeah. How about the new NFL kickoff BS, Atolo says?
Well, it worked. It created more returns.
Yeah, I just missed.
It is weird.
I missed the Wedge Busters.
How about get rid of Kevin and Corey talking baseball nonstop, Atolo says?
That's the baseball show record.
Damn right. Show some respect, okay?
Taking shots at our guys.
I bet there was a lot of that. How many said us?
You know what? You guys didn't pop up.
Woo! Let's
you guys
go.
Didn't pop up. But definitely some fan hosts and producers and whatnot definitely popped up on the thing. But you guys did not pop up.
Yay.
You're safe. Baseball coverage made the list.
Baseball coverage.
LA sounding like Kodak White there.
Oh. Mr. J. Get it, Mr. J.
Come on, Mr. J. Look at his mouth, Mr. J.
Flip it around, baby.
Get a photo. we need to get rid of cigarettes.
Never partake.
I never have either.
Never partake.
It's shocking.
A crisp cigarette in the morning, bro. When you get that buzz and you're numb, your lip is numb. Drink some coffee with that thing?
Not bad.
Never done it.
Have a bullcrap conversation with somebody about the weather real quick. Yeah.
That's the 1964
you.
Might be raining
this afternoon. Yeah.
Call it breakfast.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. Right after a good breakfast.
Yeah.
Smoke deck. Shout out to the military, man. Somebody says, get rid of Fred's bell. Fred Davis's bell.
He does like to ring that bell.
You'll hit that bell.
I kind of like it, but it might be abused a little bit.
Like to expand?
I just like how they argue on that show.
Yeah.
It's non-stop.
And then Blake is, well, I don't understand.
Yeah, Blake will bait the hell out of Fred.
Why are you so mad?
He'll draw him offside.
It's so good.
It's crazy. We need to get rid of BBLs and pineapples on pizza.
I disagree with pineapples on pizza big time. I am a fan. The BBLs are getting out of control. And you told us they stink, and I can think of nothing else.
Yeah.
Like that is such a bad side effect of that.
Yeah, you can't get a BBL and have. I mean, I'm sure your booty can already smell.
Yeah, I had
that's
a home
gonna make
girl,
it worse.
I had a homegirl told me that the body didn't count because she didn't have a BBL then.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so that was
she's fudging the numbers.
She's restarting.
It didn't count.
She's tweaking the box score.
Her body didn't count because she didn't. You didn't get the new body. You had the old body. You had the flat cakes. Oh, yeah, man. I had that OG girl. I had that OG property taxes and the cha-cha slide song. We need to get rid of.
I like the cha-cha slide.
Down, down, do your dance.
Yeah, oh, I think it's a hit at weddings.
Okay. I hate that song too, bro. Yeah, I hate it. I hate getting requested that song.
Yeah,
you got to be paying good, bro.
It'll get everyone on the dance floor.
Yeah, it really does.
Do you stand there defiant when they ask? Like arms crossed kind of look?
I'll get to it 30 minutes later. I'll get to it.
You're waiting for the broadest 20
to be
switched your
way? Is that the number line from a DJ? I'll get to it.
Yeah, I'll get to it. I got you. It's you on the list, brother. Yeah. I got you.
You're on the list.
You're never getting that song, fam. You're never getting that song, bro. What else we need to get rid of? HOAs and any video of RJ twerking.
Oh,
I think there was that AI one that popped up. Yeah, that was probably a Bobby Belt
special.
Okay,
so it really wasn't RJ twerking. It was
I don't think so.
Thank God.
He was in his coveralls, his shorts, that American coveralls.
Did he
shirt.
Do the bad baby thing, though, in Oxnard a few years ago?
The bad baby thing?
He did.
The cry baby?
Yeah, the cry baby.
Were you on the ground doing that?
Yes.
No way.
In a public establishment.
Yeah,
in Oxnard, California.
He did. In fact, yeah, he did.
Get up.
He was trying to encourage. You didn't actually. I caught
the fact that everybody was filming. I didn't know what was going on. He was trying to teach me how to do this, and then I looked.
And he tried to teach you.
And everybody had their phones out, and I'm like, "F you! I am not getting caught."
Oh, that's
doing
when
this.
We're on the. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He was trying to teach you how to do the crybaby.
Yeah. And then he just went and showed off and did it himself.
Yeah, he did himself.
Oh, he was talking like that fisherman the whole time.
That fool was flirting with you. Show you how to do this dance. Down, down is a Cupid shuffle. Cha-cha. Oh, cha-cha, Bruno. One time again. Both of them suck. I hate both of them.
What about the YMCA?
I like the YMCA.
Here we go.
I like the YMCA, by the way. The word tolo, we need to get rid of, this tolo says.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shots fired. It's going to be tough, man.
Yeah, I think it's here to stay.
Mm-hmm. Shots fired. What else we got right here? Bioengineered food we need to get rid of.
Yeah.
We do have some way too many chemicals in our stuff.
The fake meat patties, all that kind of stuff.
Vegans.
That's ridiculous.
Get rid of vegans.
Vegans. AI data centers.
I don't know.
Yeah, they know everything about us.
Yeah.
I don't think we have anything to hide.
No.
Somebody out there could totally just ruin all of our lives if they wanted to.
Really don't. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, I was just acknowledging.
No, somebody's mad at Rick James. I appreciate you though, day one listener, Tolo. Shout out to you, fam.
Day one is mad at Rick James?
Wow. Okay. Well, Rick James definitely has a shoddy little past.
I can't
clean that up.
Also mad about the general being called the general when he's not a general.
Oh. Okay.
Hey.
Salute.
It's just a radio. It's a radio nickname. Salute. We love you.
Yeah.
At ease.
Question for the Tolos here. We need to get rid of Bobby and Blake.
I know. Bobby does so much for us, man. Bobby is a content gold mine. Puts in a lot of extra hours, and I think Blake is really coming into his own.
Bobby knows ball, man.
And he provides us with a lot of great G-Bag of the Day nominees because of how silly and goofy he is.
So many people want to come at Bobby, bro. It's hilarious.
He's very divisive.
Bobby accepts it all, though. Bobby wants the smoke.
Yeah, he's a champ with it.
He really
it does
wants
not bother
the,
him.
He wants the smoke.
That's another guy that will ruin your life.
We need to get rid of cameras on glasses.
Maybe you like them.
Yeah,
they're
sure
getting
do.
Better, though,
I'm getting
with those,
another
right?
pair.
Yeah, they're getting better here.
Another pair?
I'm getting another pair.
We're updating.
Heck yeah, yeah. Barstool Sports, the Electoral College, 60 seconds on soccer. Credit scores we need to get rid of. Oh, we need to get rid of Brian Broaddus.
Oh, no.
I agree. I totally agree.
We need to get rid of Brian Broaddus.
I totally agree.
Send him to the lake. Is that what they want to do?
Hey, if that's the plan, let's go.
Yawn fishing.
Yeah, let's go.
They did put a little JK next to it and some laughy faces, but, you know, sometimes it's truth and jokes.
That's so funny. Like, when people will tweet at you and they put something serious going after you and then they put LOL.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are we doing, man? Just tell me you hate me. Don't just put LOL.
It's a good way to soften the blow.
Yeah, they're trying to be nice about it. Come on, man. No.
Come on, man.
Using our tax dollars for billionaire tax breaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just shouldn't be helping those guys out. Tipping culture. We need to get rid of Uncle Rodeo Ron.
Oh, come on.
We haven't done a wellness Ron's check in a while, have we?
We'll be back on Wednesday or on Friday.
Will it?
Who knows what day it is?
We need to get rid of Sean Sharif going on vacation. When he leaves, Bobby Belt has more talk time, and it hurts my ears, as Tolo says.
Gosh.
Told you, bro.
All the soccer lovers are really coming after Bobby right now, too.
Told you, bro.
Well, that was a bad take, but come on. We still love him.
We need to get rid of the Ben dance.
What's the Ben
dance? Ben. I like that little dance. Johnny Damn D, I believe, from Fort Worth. Mm. We need to get rid of two-day weekends. The work-life balance is a scam, bro.
Let's make it a three.
I'm with you, fam.
Wasn't this week awesome, guys?
Yeah, three felt nice.
Last week
felt real.
Yeah.
We should do that all the time. We need to get rid of ticket fees when purchasing a concert.
Yes. All the service fees are BS.
That would be nice, yeah.
We need to get rid of Kevin Hagelin. Why is he always screaming and shouting?
He is screaming, and I don't like it when he screams. He gets very angry, but I love him, and he's a great broadcaster.
We need to get rid of junk mail, the Val Packs.
Yes.
I love those things.
Like spam.
I kind of go through them and see what they
Me
got.
Me too, bro. Me too,
I do.
Bro.
I go, I don't need a new roof. Don't need aluminum siding. Don't know. Well, here's one I could use.
Spring Creek. I get the little receipts for Spring Creek. There you go. Spring Creek, baby.
Does it roll? Sure. Let's go.
You get the two rib things. Yeah. Two ribs dinners if you stay there or whatever. Tollways is on here.
Yeah, the tollway is. Yeah. But you know what's really cool about the tollway? Actually, if you break down, you just hit that code.
What's that number?
It's like pound.
We need to remember that number. I tell myself that all the time, and like, I never write it down.
It's not a. It's like a pound something something something. Three numbers, but you got to write it down because they will save you. If you just pull over on the toll, they will. If you hit that thing, they will come and get you, and like make sure if you run out of gas, they've got equipment to fix your tire. That's why you pay for it. So those trucks going up and down the thing can save you. I think it's totally. There's times I hate the toll, but I understand if I have a problem that if I
need to save that number. I tell myself that all the time.
Because if you have a blowout or something, or you're out of gas, or your car, something happens to your car, they will come and fix it and get you back on the road. Like, they've got all the equipment. They got the big heavy-duty jack and the air guns and all that
they
stuff.
They sure
like,
do.
Yeah.
We need to get rid of them. And then up here, folks. What's the line? I think that's it. I think we got them all finally.
Cleaned house.
I actually went through this whole thing for the first time. Shout out to all the tolls that participated. You guys have been doing this great on Facebook, and I appreciate you. I really do. Oh, shout out to my aunt. She always going to say, get rid of the Dallas Cowboys. It's always going to be Dallas Cowboys. She's always going to poo on the Cowboys. My name is Lucius Alexander. I will be black tomorrow. Lord willing, in the creek don't rise. That's my time. Y'all be safe out there, please. What is it? £999 is it?
Yeah, I don't think.
I don't
that's
think that's it.
I don't think that's it. I'll look it up. I'll look it up here.
All right, bye,
bye. There he is, Lucius Alexander. LA Live every day at 5:40. 2 minutes left to vote on G Bag of the Day. Will Clark right now with the slight edge over the Spanish call. You can go hit me up at Zach Wolchuk on the Twitter. Go ahead and vote. All right, let's go around the bases. Derby updates and who's your Ranger first half MVP? That's next in the nation.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.